just this is really, when it really boils right down to it, we got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly. And we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday lifted a freeze on greens cards issued by his predecessor during the pandemic that lawyers said was blocking most legal immigration to the United States. Former President Donald Trump last spring halted the issuance of green cards until the end of 2020 in the name of protecting the coronavirus racked job market. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now is the time.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This game, do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. No Mike Hinson tonight, just me, BJ Rust. Wah, 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 wah. That's all right. Mike is off in Lake Charles again tonight, so no big deal. Sean and I can hold it down and...
Don't want to overpromise there and underdeliver.
Well, that's true. Well... The good thing is that Ivan Neville will be joining us in a little
there
bit.
There we go. So there we go.
There's the
in a tough spot when I'm trying to know it's closing late, closing time at the bar. You eyeing a girl kind of thing. Yeah. Like,
Speaking of closing time at the bar, how about the Pelicans?
How about the Pelicans? Yeah.
Looked good last night.
Looked very good. I watched. I was happy. Yeah. I mean, Detroit's scrappy.
They are.
Plumlee, of course, got his, but...
He was driving me crazy.
Yeah. I felt like I wanted to like throw something. I was like, come on, it's just one dude. But they're scrappy because I think they took the Lakers to overtime not that long ago. Mm-hmm. I think they ended up losing, but still they fight hard.
Yeah, and they had some hot shooting in the first half too. That you know you, and I as soon as they said it last night watching the game, well they can't stay hot. And I'm like, I heard this a couple weeks ago when they played the Bulls, and they could stay hot.
Teams can do that. Yeah. I think like everyone's used to it. It's like, oh yeah, Pelicans, like they have this like stereotype of they just give it up in the third quarter. So we're like, everyone's like, all right, let's stay in halftime. I'm like, all right, we're doing good. Third quarter's like, all right, we didn't completely blow up, or it's like, hey, we're clinging to a lead or something. Mm-hmm. So and then it's like now it's like fourth quarter's where it's like we're closing, we're having this defense, and mm-hmm. like Lonzo Ball is like making crucial steals, and like he's like in this new role that he has, it's like really he's really good.
Yeah, yeah, he's been playing really well. Zion, I mean, he's just been unstoppable. That
all-star.
Yeah, that's right. That play to end the first half when they inbounded the ball, and a man that size, because when you're
moving
that size,
that
you're
fast,
a man. Yeah. No matter how old you are, you're
right,
a man.
Yeah. It's like I've been a grown man since eight, yeah.
Right? And him to take it coast to coast in under 5 seconds.
Yeah, move the floor. I couldn't
wow.
do that.
No.
No.
Not even whenever I was playing basketball. I don't think I could have made it down the court in 4 seconds or 5 seconds. But he had a great game, 32 points on 18 shots, so he continues to do
his game's getting more exciting. I don't know if it's because we're winning, but I mean, or that just because he's – because his game can be boring. It just slowly – it's like, okay, 10 points each quarter, 10. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. like he could probably easily, if he wanted to, get 40 a night.
Well, yeah, and that just makes me think of the Michael Jordan book that came out in the 90s, Rare Air.
Yeah.
It's easy to score 32 points a game. It's just four
He's like, it's
four,
easy. Yeah.
Eight points a quarter, four baskets. That's
yeah.
it.
Like, well, it's like, yeah. If you're MJ and you're getting the ball, yeah, if you're somebody else, like, yeah, like someone else in, like on his team, like Steve Kerr, or like.
Right.
Well, Kukoc could probably be like, yeah, like I see that maybe in his native land, but over
right.
here.
So I'll never forget that just because, oh, it's simple. It's just math. You know, you
I had a motivational speaker tell us that one time in, like, I think, maybe in grammar school, like some sort of school assembly. It's like, yeah, it's simple, easy. It's like, first I was like, wait, I was told there'd be no math.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, I get that. But it's like, who's getting those touches other than MJ? Who's getting those kind of touches?
Yeah, because even Scotty wasn't getting those kind of touches.
No.
I mean, he did well to average 20 points, 22, whatever it was, a game. But, yeah, you know, Mike was Mike. And, you know, it's a very simplified way to think about it. And, you know, you just – I guess that's kind of like sales. You know, you never want to get too high, never want to get too low. So you know what your number is that you
got to
hit.
I know what my number is. I know what my number is. Yeah, because if you your sales are through the roof every year, your quota is going to go up too. And then
Absolutely.
You're like, hey, boss man, what's the deal? It's like, right. Well, you keep selling.
So tonight they're going to they headed up north. I don't know. I guess that's what we would say. They went up north to
south as we are there. Yeah. Anywhere is north.
Well, that's true. they'll be taking on the Bucks tonight, and that'll be an interesting game. I thought Steven Adams played well last night from what I saw. Mm-hmm.
Every starter, I think, had scored double digits.
Mm-hmm. I flipped over at the end of the third quarter because the Blues were on, and I needed to see who's on the team right now because they've lost so many players. Like, they're short six or seven forwards and two or three defensemen.
Just injuries, or is it?
Yeah. Well, they lost one of their starting defensemen the other night. He's gone for the season. Lost a forward over the weekend. He'll be gone.
Upper body, lower body?
Lower body.
A little bit of both?
Lower body, but I'm assuming ankle because he had to have ankle surgery.
There
but
you go.
He'll be reevaluated in 6 weeks. But lower body on Carl Gunnarsson. And they were showing a stat last night that they only have two defensemen playing right now that was actually on the Stanley Cup team 2 years ago. So
wow.
Offense is not easy to come by right now with those guys, and they ended up losing.
Usually NFL is not for long, but it feels like that's more like NHL.
Yeah.
They should switch.
So it'll be and tonight's a nationally televised game against the Bucks also. So it'll be on TNT starting at 8:30. So make sure you tune in, check that out. It'll be a good game. eager to see Zion versus Giannis. And so hopefully he can continue the tear that he's been on and keep putting up big numbers. And, you know, you're saying that his game has been boring at times, but it hasn't been lately.
It's gotten more exciting. I don't know if it's just because they're winning or he's getting those open shots to, you know,
I think it's a smart move. Your best player, you need to have the ball in his hands all the time. And he's making good decisions with the ball.
Go again with another oversimplification.
That's right. It's simple. Basketball's a simple game. All right. Well, let's take a break, and we're going to come back with our very special guest, Ivan Neville.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Thursday afternoon for our fifth season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball throughout the season live at world-famous R&O's restaurant in historic Bucktown from 1 to 2 p.m.
Sir Speedy can help with signs, labels, packaging, menus, and other printed communications to help your employees and customers feel safe. We design, print, install, or drop off everything you need, and even provide online ordering through our website, send a file, or request quote options. Visit us at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Cannon Hospice serves a 150-mile radius, including Greater New Orleans, North Shore, Baton Rouge, and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. With a dedication to providing comfort and dignity for those facing a terminal illness, positively and resourcefully, Cannon's team of professionals are committed to meeting the physical, spiritual, and the emotional needs of both patients and their families. To learn more, call 504-818-2723 or visit www.canonhospice.org today.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Only the victim remains the victim while the truth slips through the system. Yet the goodness never sees the light of day. What is right against injustice day and night? To achieve this goal, that's the only way. Somebody's colorful, someone is faceless, someone is powerful, somebody's tasteless.
This one, that one, the other one.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And that is one of the new songs off the forthcoming album from Dumpsta Funk. And lucky for all of you, we were able to get New Orleans music icon Ivan Neville on the show. So, Ivan, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you, man? I'm doing all right.
Good. Yeah. Hey, and I before we get started, I just found out today, actually, that you and I have somebody in common.
Okay.
Leslie, who I think you know, she maybe does a little babysitting for you. I'm friends with her son, Eric.
So who is this? Wait a minute. You mean Miss Leslie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Oh, wow. Yeah, we love Miss Leslie. That's very cool. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so
so
the new album and that song, number one.
By the way, that song is actually not a new song. That song is 4 years old. And what happened was we put it out 4 years ago. There was a lot of stuff going on and it inspired us to write that song. And then this past year, there was a lot of stuff going on again.
Mm-hmm.
And we rebooted. We did a remix of this song. And we called it Justice 2020. We put a guy by the name of Charlie Tuna on it,
mm-hmm.
From this group Jurassic 5. He does a rap verse on it, and he did a remix of it, and it's called Justice 2020. So now it's a fresh version that we reinvigorated it. But, yeah, not a new song, just FYI, everybody out there.
But yeah. It did get some critical acclaim and was named one of the top 20 songs of last year by the New York Times. So
by the New York Times, exactly. That was a good thing, a very good thing.
Yeah.
Very proud of that.
Well, and, you know, and to that point, there was a lot of songs because I grew up in the 90s, and there was, you know, and we make the joke all the time, my friends and I, that, you know, I don't know why in the hell we were so angry back then, but some, we just were angry for being angry, I guess. But some of the music, though, that we were listening to back then, it comes back around again, and especially,
yeah, you know,
some bands like Rage Against the Machine and things like that, where there was messages of social justice, and it becomes relevant again.
Right.
So let's talk about this new album that you have dropping here real soon.
Yeah, where do we go from here? That's the name of the album, and that's the name of a song as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a lot of stuff that we've been putting together over the last few years, this piece of music, this record, and some songs, mostly original stuff, couple of covers. And we, like I said, the song Where Do We Go From Here, which is the title track, pretty appropriate
mm-hmm.
for the times we're living in. Where do we go from here?
Absolutely.
You know, which a lot of people are probably wondering, what are we going to do? Where are we going at this point?
Right.
What are we doing? And that song seemed very appropriate for the time. We had no idea that we were going to be writing it into this kind of place where we're at right now in this new normal, whatever this is called. It's not nowhere near normal yet.
No. No.
And it's going to be a new normal. So
yeah,
life as we knew it before the pandemic is pretty much, we have to figure out what we do to make some adjustments. But there's a lot of good music on this record, a few instrumentals that Dumpsta Funk wrote. We did a cover of a Buddy Miles song, mm-hmm. which is another one of those kind of timely songs, but it's pretty got a positive message. And it's a song called United Nations Stomp. And it's basically a song about everybody doing stuff together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody trying to hang out, everybody trying to look at each other and trying to figure out, try to notice each other's similarities rather than differences, and try to just have some, you know, some good vibe going on. And that's what we try to do with this music. And that's that song, there's a video to that song that's going to drop pretty soon.
Okay.
And we have Marcus King played guitar on that song, which is he's an amazing guitar player right now.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up on the scene a few years ago, and he's just been lighting it on fire. And he plays on that song, he plays a solo on the song, which is amazing. And that stuff is, we're really looking forward to people getting putting an ear on this music.
Well, and I'm excited to hear the rest of the album. I've only got to hear a couple of the songs. I definitely plan on checking it out probably this evening, actually. It's been one of those days where I think it's one of those nights where you have some nice bourbon and listen to some music.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Very cool.
And you have something special coming up tomorrow night. We talk a lot about what happens on Friday nights at the Funky Uncle. And tomorrow night, it's your time. And have you played the Funky Uncle yet?
I haven't done the Funky Uncle yet. This is my first time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to play some tunes myself. And I'm going to have a Dumpster Funk drummer, Devin Trusclass, going to play drums with me. It's basically going to be just he and I. Mm-hmm. So we're going to mix it up, do all kinds of stuff. We're going to do some songs from different parts of my career and a couple of songs that I like that come cover. See what happens. Maybe tell a few stories. Should be a fun time.
Well, and I can tell you that you're in for an amazing experience. I've gotten the pleasure to go a few times, and it's one of the coolest things that I've experienced. And the production is second to none.
Very cool. Glad to hear
that. It's amazing, and it's for such a good cause. And Christian was on a couple of weeks ago, and just in over like a couple months, the last time I was there, I think they had raised at that point $125,000 for the music community.
That's beautiful, man. That's a beautiful thing.
And he told me a couple weeks ago that now it's over $400,000. So
that's great. So I'm glad to be a part of contributing time and stuff to that, but hopefully raise a little bit of money tomorrow as well, and people get a chance to hear some good music.
Yeah.
There's some guys that just can't wait to play because we don't get to do it that often anymore.
Right.
We don't get to do it all the time, you know, especially we miss out, you know, playing to a live audience, which, you know, we'll hopefully be doing more of that in the near future. But right now we're going to do what we can just to put some stuff out there.
Well, and to your point about the new normal, this is something that I hope becomes a new normal, because I think this could be something that could be beneficial regardless of a pandemic. It's such an awesome experience, and it's going over so well, and it's reaching New Orleans music is reaching more folks now, I think, through this kind of a medium than maybe that it has in quite some time.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. New Orleans is, you know, kind of like the center of the musical universe, you know, for many reasons. But we're just glad to be, I'm proud to be from here and be a part of all the stuff that we have to offer here in New Orleans to the rest of the world.
Well, we're all appreciative of what you put out in the world, Ivan. So before we get out of here, do you want to let everybody know where they can find the music and when it's going to be available again?
Yeah, come out, go to dumpsterfunk.com, and also the Dumpster Funk has a Facebook page, Instagram, we're all over Twitter. Ivan Neville, come look me up on the same platforms, and be on the lookout for new, fresh content. I mean, we have a video coming out pretty soon, in a couple of weeks. Should be a video for the song United Nations Stomp.
Awesome.
The Dumpster Funk cover of a Buddy Miles song.
All right.
And then the Where Do We Go From Here album, that'll be coming out, I believe, April 24th. I think 23rd or
24th?
23rd. 23rd, my man. Thank you.
All right.
23rd.
All right.
April the 23rd. That's right. All right.
We got to get out of here, Ivan. I want to thank you before
we
go.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. We'll be back with more.
Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. During his weekly COVID update, Governor Edwards urged residents to donate blood after many hospitals are noting a shortage of their blood supply. He also announced that he's budgeted for a small pay raise for teachers and support staff in the state. The Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness is encouraging people to report damage sustained during last week's winter weather in hopes of receiving federal funding by going to damage.la.gov. You can also report it via text or by dialing 211. GOSEF spokesperson Mike Steele says that this survey is important in determining what kind of damage Louisiana residents are dealing with.
The survey is very important because right now we're kind of moving out of the emergency phase and we're kind of moving into the recovery phase, but we need to have a clear picture of what homeowners and businesses are dealing with across the state.
You can report it by going to damage.la.gov or dialing 211 LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt, or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
Oh, what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50 milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on the new WGSO.com website. If you haven't been there yet, make sure you go over and check it out. You'll find out all about us becoming a not-for-profit station and how you can get involved with our new 75 for 75 donation campaign, since this is our 75th anniversary. Happy birthday to us. I guess, well, actually, now we're 75 years and 1 month old, because we came to existence, I think, on the 21st of January, 21st or 23rd.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the appropriate gift where they say, like, you know, for every year there's a certain thing? Like,
it,
what, 75 is what, like?
It was, I looked it up.
It like platinum or something?
No, it was like a white diamond or something like
Whoa,
that.
Okay.
It was something that I know whenever I looked into it, like the color scheme doesn't really work with the new graphics. So we just kind of
made
all it this look
nice.
Good.
I think it's pretty, very creative. Y'all do that. Cause I think what, like for marriages and things, I don't know if it was like year five, it's like something goofy like paper. Or like yeah. And of course, each year something a little more nice. Little
well,
more
with
nice,
the way with the nice. Way divorce rates are, that could be really scary if,
like,
if you get
yeah.
a paper, something served to you on your fifth
oh,
anniversary.
Yeah. Like, what is that? It's a summons, sweetheart.
Yeah. I don't want to be with you anymore. And I don't want to be with you so much that I'm going to get a lawyer to get away from you.
There you go.
Oh, talking about getting away from places. Russell Wilson, now, although he has said that he is not demanding a trade, he is open to the idea, but there's only four places that he will go.
Kudos to him for at least shooting a shot, because all these other guys, he's saying it without actually saying it, because it's like he's still being classy, as Russell Wilson is.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, I'm giving y'all a chance. Like, I would like to stay in Seattle, too. I'd live in Seattle. It's a great city.
Oh, my wife. My wife would love to live in Seattle.
And it's just, like, silly, because he does have a no trade clause, but he's like, here are four teams, and even Dallas. I'm surprised by Dallas.
I am too. I don't see that happening.
No.
The Raiders. I don't know. The Bears again. I don't know.
Yeah, Bears be fine. I think they have defense. You got Khalil Mack over there. He's got some pieces.
They got some defensive pieces. I think they need some receiving pieces.
Yeah.
The Saints, truthfully, if you're gonna do it, if we could afford it. And not just monetarily, because if there's a will, there's a way with Loomis.
Right. We're probably one of the few teams that actually we could probably give up some stuff and be okay.
Yeah.
Where the other teams are like, how much of our future are we giving up? Whereas, like, we have some pieces.
And, you know, this is probably, you know, like the Deshaun Watson ideas and the Stafford ideas and all that is all fine and dandy. But truthfully, this is one that, like, if we could pull this off, I would be stoked, because I've always liked Russell Wilson. I think he's a Drew Brees type of a guy. Actually, Drew Brees is like his football idol.
Right. Yeah. It's not just because of the arm or the size, or even I think they even shared the same like life coach, Trevor Moad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not just those things.
No, I think he actually just won Walter Payton Man of the Year award. So it speaks to the type of man that he actually is.
Right, and I think he's being honest, because people were trying to be like, oh, like it's not fair to call out your team or something. It's like, well, if not, I'm on the hook. I'm wasting years. I mean, yeah, I'm going to get paid lots of money, but it's sometimes like I. God forbid you want your life to have meaning.
Well, absolutely. And think about, you know, they had the phrase this year, let Russell cook. He shouldn't have to.
Right, yeah.
He shouldn't have
to. Hey, where else than New Orleans? Hey?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying.
Yeah, if you want to come to New Orleans.
I'm not pushing Drew out the door.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see how that goes. I
think they share the same agent, too.
They do.
Tom Condon, I believe is his name.
Yep.
Which same guy with, I think, and everyone makes this point, and it's a great one, where it's like, you know, it's like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson are sitting at home, and you got 44-year-old Brady hoisting the trophy again. Yeah. And you're sitting there, it's like, hey, team or GM, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, to keep pace, we're going to have to make some type of move. It's going to be really hard with the salary cap. Like I said, salary cap, I don't think would be the issue with if we did acquire Wilson, because, for instance, just to compare it to another sport, look what the St. Louis Cardinals did to acquire Nolan Arenado.
Nothing.
Exactly. Gave up nothing, got paid $50 million.
Sometimes it's good. You just be patient. It's like, don't worry. They're coming.
So I feel like that part of it, they could figure something out. It's what would we have to do? You're talking, at minimum, I would say, 2 first-round draft picks.
Right. Yeah, I think start there.
And you probably are going to have to throw in a defensive player, probably the name that keeps coming up, Marshawn Lattimore.
And his name's been coming up even before
this
Russell Wilson talk.
And then, of course, then when you look on social media, then it's, oh, Michael Thomas. No, that ain't going to happen.
I think they said that before with his contract negotiations, like, he's fine. He wants to be here. After all, it's like if that's what it is, I guess Peyton's going to be like, if that'll get y'all to shut up, these other, prying rumor mill people.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's what it's going to take, I will come out on a random Tuesday or Wednesday, be like, he is not leaving. There's no ambiguity in that statement, kind of thing.
Even if, think about it like this. So why would Seattle, I mean, granted, they would always, every team would want Michael Thomas. But if you're going to trade away your quarterback, who's going to throw him the ball?
Yeah.
So, why would you trade? If you were going to trade, you're going to trade for a defensive piece, I would think, if you want a ready-to-go player. The draft picks are key, but to Russell's, to where he is with things, and I'm not speaking for the man. Obviously, I don't even know him, but like we said, the whole idea of letting Russell cook is because he has to run around because he doesn't have an offensive line.
And the Saints and Seahawks, they have some history together trading people. When the Saints got rid of Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, and we got Max Unger, so maybe now is the time that we give them something like that, and we get.
Yeah, it turns out I think the trade ended up better for us.
We came out smelling like a rose.
Oh man. The days when young Jimmy Graham, it was so awesome down here.
Just throw the ball up in the
air. Just throw it, he'll catch it. Yeah, it's like, oh, I got it. It was so huge. And I think it was just maybe a miscommunication of wants and needs with him and Peyton and when he was injured. And could you play? Could you at least be out there?
Because
you still got these guys, decoy. Because some of these guys, when they're hurt, no matter what it is, it's always going to be bad.
Yeah.
Or it's like, and it's going to take me longer to heal. But it's like, look, if I can at least get you out there in a uniform, help me out, man.
Yeah. Well, and, I was reading the other day, and it seems like because he signed, now that he's older and he signs 1-year deals with everybody every time his contract's up, he could be coming back to New Orleans. No,
he's not. I think it probably left a sour taste in his mouth. And a little bit of that, and him being growing up as an orphan, it's like, not saying he has trust issues, but I think it's hard to want to trust when you got people that sit there. It's like, I'm the one laying my life out in the line. I'm the one getting hit, getting my knees taken from under me and all that stuff. You're not out there. I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're drawing up plays. I'm doing the grunt work here.
Well, and you were talking about, and I agree with you. We're not trying to push Drew Brees out the door by any stretch of the imagination, but when. I also feel like the longer he's taking to make a decision, the more it's leaning towards he's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like that Brett Favre thing. It's like, okay, just make up your mind already. Because I know it's almost March, and some people feel like, oh, hey, what's Drew doing? Why is it taking so long? I don't feel like he's taking his sweet time. I feel like he's letting it marinate, and then this bomb came out today. I mean, Bob Drew, then again, I saw, I'm trying to read tea leaves a little bit here, and I'm trying to be optimistic as a Saints fan where you see it. And he had a promo. He's some sort of, I don't know, thing you put on your wrist or something. It had on his Instagram. He's sitting there in a field, was it a pose?
Throw the ball. Ironically, it's those gold band things that Brett Favre.
Yeah, Copperfit stuff. Yeah,
Copperfit, that's what it is.
See your grandpa wear.
Well, I thought that whenever I saw it, I thought, he might be the only active player to
be doing that.
To endorse that.
Endorse it, yeah.
So, I mean, he's already got Wrangler jeans, too. So,
yeah, are they still there with him?
I don't know. I, don't know, yeah. I mean, he did, but
yeah. Part of the family. Yeah.
I did think it was ironic.
So, I thought that is like
the grandpa stuff.
Well, I immediately saw that, you know, the little post on Instagram. I'm like, oh, I'm just thinking, oh, yeah, he's back. He's not back. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
One more year.
Now, I said the grandpa stuff, but you know what? I was just standing outside last week and I just moved wrong, mm-hmm. and my knee popped, and I had pain for like a day.
I guess we all got to go get some of these
copper fit stuff.
The sleeves, the compression gloves.
Yeah.
So you can still type on the keyboard.
Look like I'm wearing a wetsuit.
Yeah. You look like I'm like a body armor. It'll be like so heavy you had to move. Like, hear you coming down from a mile away, a lot of copper on.
Right.
I have to wrap you up at night in case you get stripped.
Yeah. No kidding.
By some vandals.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
I woke up and I'm nude. Well, where'd all your copper go? Exactly.
So it'll be something to pay attention to. I don't know if it'll come to fruition. We'll see. It's always this way every spring.
This spring it's
hot and heavy.
It's cranked. It's cranked up to 11.
Especially with the quarterbacks. The quarterback situation in the NFL is so volatile right now. Who knows what's going on?
It's like a slippery slope. I think it's like we're here. We're all the way on one extreme right now. Then maybe it'll go back down because of that. Yeah. And then the draft class for this year was like, oh, there's going to be so many quarterbacks like that are going to be taken in the top five even.
I saw a mock draft the other day that had the Saints taking Mac Jones at 28. So I don't know.
I just think there's so many question marks on those guys because he only played a year. I mean, right. I'm not to say that he might be. I think he's probably a safer one of the safer ones out there, other than what the guy from BYU or.
And I saw him going as high as second.
Yeah, some of the, it seems like any one of those guys could be even number one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like none of those guys stand out, and you're looking at it. It's like, okay, how much do they have? And then if there's any injuries, so I don't feel like this class is that packed. No. With talent.
And there is exceptions to the rules.
Or at least at the quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback position.
But like I said, there's exceptions to the rules. Mm-hmm. But in general, once you get past 15, the 15th pick at quarterback, it gets real dicey.
Right.
I mean, you have Tom Brady. He came in, the fourth round or something? Or later?
Fifth?
He went late.
Yeah, he went late.
I think Joe Montana went in the third round. Breeze was in the second round.
Yeah, well, he was the first pick of the second round. Yeah. So, yeah.
But, you know,
that's still a chip on his shoulder.
For every one of those, there's about 100 of other quarterbacks.
Oh, the only one, maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because he was always waiting. He had that waiting in the green room.
And
moment.
Russell Wilson went late, too.
Yeah, he didn't go the first. He wouldn't pick the first day either. Yeah. No. Dak Prescott.
But then who was the guy that the Broncos drafted a few years ago at late in the first round? And I think he's not even in the league anymore.
The guy from Memphis.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, what's his name? It was Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. That was it. So you got those guys. So that's what, you know, for
he
everyone.
He got busted for something. He had some jail time.
That doesn't surprise me. I know Ryan Leaf is a person, too, that he was a top pick. And if we had the sound effect.
I think we do. You got a whole bunch on here. Wait, right, wrong.
There it is. Ryan Leaf.
Mm-mm-mm. He's doing it good now. He's calling games for the mothership.
Is he?
Yeah, I think college games, Pac-12 games.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good for him. I'm glad he got his life straightened out. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll take a little trip to Florida. And I've got one that actually hits close to my former home, my hometown. So
I know,
and it involves a Florida man. So
okay, drug related?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Was that Cape Girardeau? Right?
That was Cape Girardeau.
All right. Oh, hey, what's your favorite song? Maybe we could hum along.
Memorabilia Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strocmarket.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And it's that time of the week, even though the weather's nice. Last week it made all the sense in the world because it was cold out that we needed to go to Florida. But you know what? Let's just go to Florida anyways.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so let's kick this off with this article comes from the New York Post. And the headline reads, Florida man, quote-unquote, blacked out before using scissors to sever his wife's lover's penis. Uh-oh, no good. A Florida man who allegedly used a pair of scissors to cut off his wife's lover's penis claimed he blacked out during the attack, a report said. Alex Bonilla, 51, is set to plead guilty Thursday to charges of kidnapping, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for the July 2019 attack in the victim's mobile home in Bell. Bonilla barged into the victim's home and threatened him with a handgun and a metal pipe. He tied up the man in his bedroom and said, "You are not going to die, but you're going to have something to remember. You're going to have something to remember this for your whole life," according to the outlet. The married father of five from El Salvador then pulled down the victim's shorts and said, "This is normal. You will not die today." I don't know.
Normal?
Well, maybe in Florida. I don't know. I guess it's relative.
But for him to be blackout.
He's awful lucid. These are lucid comments.
Yeah, and to like, I just like to be able to tie the man up, and then cut off his penis. Mm-hmm. Like,
Well, and he took the scissors and did the
Did the deed.
Did the deed and continued to threaten the man before leaving the home with the severed organ left with it. Well, that's disgusting.
Why would you?
At least Lorena Bobbitt threw it out the window going down, driving her car.
Well, maybe this guy might have maybe he'll take a positive spin. Maybe he'll have a career out of this. Turn this into a career.
The really sad part is the victim's two daughters were home during that incident. And post post note to the story is doctors have been unable to reattach the victim's penis, and he's been having trouble with urinating and having relations with his wife. Bonilla faces only faces 30 years in prison if convicted.
What the?
Yeah, right. And then we have a quick one, and this one comes out of Charlotte County, Florida. And a man was arrested for DUI, and he admits, damn, I'm buzzed. So a man was arrested in Charlotte County for a DUI after leaving the White Elephant Bar. Sounds like an incredible place.
Yeah.
Probably a real classy joint.
Yeah, the White Elephant.
Yeah. A Charlotte County deputy pulled a tan Lincoln Town Car over for careless driving on Monday when the deputy asked the driver for his license. Charles Kinsill handed over his credit card instead. The deputy explained that his license was needed, but Kinsill said, "See, I told you, that's it." After he was able to produce his license, Kinsill told the deputy that he had 4 rum drinks at the White Elephant Bar, per the arrest report. He agreed to complete the sobriety exercise and was arrested for a DUI. On his way to jail, Kinsill said, "Damn, I'm buzzed. I shouldn't have been driving after drinking. Do you forgive me?" According to the arrest report. And he also repeatedly told the deputy his name.
At least he was honest.
Yep. And before we get out of here, I have one more left. And this one, this comes actually from Newsweek. And the headline says, "Florida man throws toilet through school board building window in Illinois. But yet, he's arrested sitting on another toilet."
That's just timing. I think he knew. He's like, "I'm just going to sit here and wait."
So a Florida man was arrested in Illinois on February 15th after he allegedly threw an old toilet at a Board of Education building in East St. Louis. Now, when I say that I'm from the Illinois side of the St. Louis area, I don't mean East St. Louis. I grew up about 25 minutes northeast of St. Louis.
You specify, because if not,
yeah, everybody thinks
you're
from East St. Louis.
You're going to get some looks. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody thinks you're from East St. Louis. I'm not. Dave Tolliver, 36, is accused of carrying an old toilet to the government building, then throwing it through the front glass of the building, the East St. Louis Police Department said. Officers who responded to the scene were told that Tolliver ran away after throwing the toilet. Tolliver was then discovered on the corner of 11th and Cleveland, sitting on another old toilet, and was arrested. 2 days later, the St. Clair County State's Attorney's Office charged Tolliver with 1 count of criminal damage to property, a felony, the Miami Herald reported. The 36-year-old was booked on Tuesday at the St. Clair County Jail. Not a place you want to go. I've never been, but I've heard lots of awful stories.
Take your word for it.
Yeah. On a $10,000 bond, he is scheduled to appear in court on Friday for a preliminary hearing and again on the 26th for bond review. Court records show that Tolliver also faces charges of resisting arrest during the February 5th incident. So,
I always have more questions than answers with some of these.
Where is he getting all these toilets at?
Apparently, there are a dime a dozen out there in East St. Louis.
Well, I didn't ever. Yeah. I've been to East St. Louis
because when you
times.
Said he was sitting on a toilet, I was like, oh, he was at home.
Ah, no, that
no, that's what fun. I thought too.
No, he just had another toilet that he was sitting on. So
apparently, yeah, they're on every street corner.
I've never noticed that, but who knows? So. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Want to thank Ivan Neville for stopping by. Make sure to pick up the new album on April 3rd. And we'll be back tomorrow night. And until then, Sean, just play Gloria.
More of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.